a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have sunshine. It's 86 degrees. KSL's top story. Police are pleading with the boyfriend of Gabby Petito to tell them anything about where she might be. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our live team coverage. Paul?
And Jeff, he is now officially a person of interest in her disappearance. Investigators in Florida say they still don't know what Brian Laundry knows, adding that they've been directed to talk to his attorneys instead. Northport Police spokesman Josh Taylor says they've learned of an incident in Utah. They're trying to work more to get more information about that. But in the meantime, they're trying to find any surveillance video that they can about his trip back to Florida.
We'll use everything. Tolls, highway cameras, gas station surveillance cameras, tips, cell phone usage, financials, whatever.
Taylor says they're not certain how long it's going to take to gather all that evidence. However, in the meantime, her mother has issued another scathing statement about Brian Laundry not talking. She says, Brian, how could you do this to Gabby? You selfishly remain silent while Gabby is alone in the wilderness. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Tame Police reports from Moab detail some of the events leading up to Gabby Petito's disappearance. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt continues our team coverage.
A Moab City police officer says he didn't think an argument, which had gotten physical between Gabby Petito and boyfriend Brian Laundry, rose to the level of domestic assault. The officer talked with the couple the night of August 12th after someone called 911 to report what looked like Laundry hitting Petito. The report says she told the officer of a deteriorating mental condition and she was afraid her boyfriend would leave her in Moab.
The officer reports putting Laundry up in a hotel to separate the couple for a night. We have breaking news on KSL. The Grand County Sheriff has denied a public records request made by KSL. We had asked for the recording of the 911 call made about Petito and Laundry arguing. The Sheriff's Office denied the request, saying it would interfere with investigations. Moab's Police Department declined to pursue any charges from that incident. KSL News Time 302. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has agreed to pay $250 million to the Boy Scouts of America. That money is going to help resolve thousands of sexual abuse claims leveled against Scoutmasters and others over the decades. The Church was the largest single sponsor of Boy Scout troops until last year. A spokesman says the Church condemns abuse of any kind, and this money will help provide opportunities to alleviate victims' suffering. KSL News Time 303, developing news on KSL. One person is dead this afternoon after an accident involving an MRI machine at the University of Utah. That machine was being moved between floors. The hospital doesn't say exactly how the person died. Another person suffered a minor injury. The fire department and OSHA are investigating what happened. Top Olympic gymnasts delivered emotional testimony today about the abuse they endured from the team doctor. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, four elite gymnasts telling a Senate committee what they endured under team doctor Larry Nassar. On no show at the hearing, the Justice Department, which gymnast Allie Raisman says is a slap in the face to her and her fellow survivors.
The message by them not showing up to me sends that child abuse doesn't matter.
The lead special agent in charge of the investigation no longer works for the FBI. Nassar is serving a life sentence for abusing hundreds of girls, but victims say negligence on behalf of FBI investigators made it worse. The Pentagon is defending Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, over details in a new book. The authors say the general called China's top general twice to assure his Chinese counterpart that then-President Trump would not attack China. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby says he could not speak to the validity of the information, but says there's nothing that he read that's any cause for concern.
He is the prime military advisor to the president, and this would be a military decision of profound proportions here and importance. So he would be absolutely involved in that process, soup to nuts.
Kirby also said Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has full confidence in General Milley. Pentagon is also condemning North Korea's recent missile launches.
These launches are in violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. And these activities highlight the destabilizing impact of the DPRK's illicit weapons program.
North Korean state media reports two new long-range cruise missiles were successfully test-launched over the weekend and can hit targets up to 1,500 miles away. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
As the water levels continue to fall at Pineview Reservoir, the city of Ogden has announced new culinary water restrictions. Starting October 1st, you can't use culinary water on your lawn or use it to hose off your driveway. Listen to this. Pineview is at 16% of capacity. That means the glass is about one-seventh full. Or six-sevenths empty. KSL News Time, 3:05. A quick check on developing news here on KSL. Search and rescue are at the site of a rock fall at Zion National Park. Boulders tumbled along the narrows. Now a rescue crew is trying to extract a young adult for transport to the hospital. As of this moment, the narrows and the Riverside Walk are closed at Zion while park staff assesses the situation. Now at 3:06, let's take a quick look at traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky. How are
you? Good afternoon, Jeff. I'm doing very well, and so are the drivers on your Salt Lake County freeways. All clear there. Starting to see it getting a little busy northbound I-15 in Davis County, going through Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And my minute of news is next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.